Welcome to our program, Taking Care of Business. It is part of our worldwide Network for Success programming. Taking Care of Business will help you learn how successful managers and business owners manage their businesses, capitalize on opportunities, and overcome adversity. Our objective is to help you understand and apply their insights, then use your expertise in your own business or job so that you can become more successful. Taking Care of Business is sponsored by Consulting Task Force. CTF is a full-service consulting firm known for providing personalized end-to-end business building methods, as well as cost-saving tools and techniques focused on improving your business. CTF helps your business grow and prosper. Here's your host, Joe Camara.
So, how we started out talking about customers. Okay, Mary's telling me we need to take a little break, so as soon as I finish this point, we'll take a break. We talked about in the beginning ideal customers. Well, who does this project or idea thinking work best for? Well, we don't probably want to sell our ideal customers the base product or service. What do we want to sell them? So, by continuing to add on the value and understanding all the benefits that you provide in the best package for your best, well-paying, ideal customers, what's the likelihood of terms of making sales to them? If they've been buying level two products, what's your opportunity now? Hopefully selling level three products if they're not already getting it. And if you think about this and do it again, well, I guess I can let you pass that. We talked about providing add-on as optional items. Maybe some of these optional items would swing over here to the level three products. And if we're, again, talking with our customers effectively enough, we can find ways to remove certain features that they don't want and maybe add on features that they do want. So, by focusing on our ideal customers, by spending time talking with them about the best things and that fit the best product service package that fits their needs, all of the kinds of services you can provide, all kinds of products you can provide, all the kinds of upgrades and consistent supply. Every time I hook up my printer at this point in time, I get a message that says you need to reorder supplies. Well, who do they want us to reorder them from? The company that provided the printer. Well, I tend to happen to do business with office supply company, and so they don't get that business, but they're trying. They're trying, and they should try. Now, if they sold me along with the printer the next 10 or 20 cartridges or 3 or 5, whatever I would want to buy, would that be a good piece of sale? Well, the printer's, I don't remember exactly, but the comparable printer's about $100 these days. Could they, the cartridges are much more expensive. They're about $75-$80. If they just sold me 3 for $60, at that time, instead of making a sale for $100, they might have made a sale for, what, 3 times 6 is 18, $280. That might be this level, right? Level 2. Are there other things that I need toner? I'm going to need toner, not just the cartridge of the graphite, but I'm going to need a, what do they call that? What's the next thing? That's the part of the printer that makes it work.
Yeah. There's,
well, paper too. Paper. Deliver paper. I don't need paper. I don't need a ton of paper today, but I may need a ton of paper over the next couple of years. Would they deliver it every 3 months? Why not? Automatically bill, deliver it, automatically bill me, put it on my credit card or whatever. Is that part of the service that they could have and sell product, the service and the product? So that's the idea. One of the examples I want to leave you with is a contractor that was complaining about he was a bathroom contractor. He was complaining about his general contractors. And the complaints were, he always pushes back the date of the time we're supposed to install. He always wants it done faster than we generally can do it. He wants it done at odd times when people aren't, other people aren't drywalling or doing whatever, and so on. And so we were talking about this idea and said, well, what if you modified your business practice a little bit? What if you talked to a contractor and said, look, you can call us anytime within 24 hours, we'll start a job for you, anytime, day or night. We'll organize our business so that we can get products from our suppliers. You might have to talk to a supplier and make special arrangements. Maybe some financing if the financing was involved, since it might be a big project or whatever. But we'll put our business together so that we can deliver a package of products and services to you on demand, almost any time, as many as you need. The general contractor building, let's say, a development, and so on. So he goes, you're crazy. We can't do that. Well, of course you can do that. What does it take? It takes reorganizing your business to deliver that. And so he said, we said, well, why don't you go and talk to a couple of GCs and see what their reaction is. If you can do what we talked about, deliver quickly, get the job done quickly, get it done, no fuss, no muss, no matter when it is, we'll do it. One guy said, if you can do that, I'll give you all my business. So he did. He reorganized the business around quick delivery, lots of services, making sure that things were simple and easy for the GC, so that all I had to do was make the call and start the process. And the guy took care of everything else. So, do you think he charged exactly what he charged before? Before he's in a commodity business, right? 10 subs would do the same thing that sub would do, probably for reasonably close to the same price. Now he's got all his business with at least one contractor, and he can give him a much higher price because he understands the value of the services that are being provided, because that was part of the discussion. So one of the best things, ways to start this, if you're already in business, is to talk to your ideal customers. What, like this general contractor, if we could, what other things would you like? If we can build that in, what's the value of that to you? Well, if it's $200 in oil changes, that's great. But if it's $1,000 to you, you certainly want to do that. Now, if it's a negative, if it's it costs you $200, if the customer only values something at $200 and it costs you $1,000, what's your option here?
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Take it out. Say, we can't do that for that price. Now, it gives you the opportunity to do what?
Negotiate
the price and come to something that's reasonable. Now, if the rest of the package is profitable, you have a choice. You could do this when it costs, right? Especially if you're creative and maybe can think of ways down the road to make this profitable by reorganizing your business a little bit, or reorganizing an element of the thing. Like, Ralph, I was talking with Steve about supply chain and improving the freight costs that you might have. Well, maybe by thinking about your freight costs in this, you can get the price down. So even if it's not a profitable one right now, it can be profitable in the future. And there may be lots of other things you can do. Also, wants and needs are two different things. You may want steel wheels or 16-inch tires, but because of the cost of them, you may not want to, I'm talking about this from a customer point of view, you may not want to pay for them. Those can easily be swapped out. Again, we're focusing on our ideal customers. And for you, the supplier, this should be an important consideration. If level 3 now is $4,000, again, if your business is designed well and you've done your homework, as we're suggesting, then this should be even more profitable for you, especially if you build in that repeated contact with your customer opportunity, getting the customer to come frequently. So if you were coming to our 10 session series and you signed up for the 10 sessions, it's less expensive for you than it would be if you sign up for one each. Now, all of you got a freebie today, so that's great. Hopefully they'll come back and we'll charge you the normal standard one-time rate. But if you buy the package, we'll discount it because we know you have your business over 10 sessions. So hopefully by designing the packages properly and giving customers what they want to need, you can increase the value of your return on your investment as a small business. So if, as we've already said, if your best customers in level two are not getting everything that level three would provide, you have a great opportunity to go back to them and say, hey, I've been a great customer for a long time, but did you know we've got other value for you? Let's talk about it and see how we can help you get the better value for you, increase their return on investment, as well as yours. Now, Mary's giving me a high sign about the fact that we're short on time. Usually I'm pretty good at managing my presentation time. However, today it looks like I goofed. So we may have to do part two. We had that happen with another customer. We were doing a demo, and the demo went longer, so we made it into two parts. So anybody have if you have to go, does anybody have to be somewhere? If you have to go, feel free. If not, I'm going to finish up in 15 minutes, and then Mary and I will wrestle with how we have to handle part two. Okay, welcome. Continue to stay. So we made a point about improving your ROI. We also said you were going to increase your competitive advantage. Well, how does this increase your competitive advantage? Well, you already have a customer here. If you work with them and get them to be level three, is it possible to have a longer-term contract as part of this, the value of this? Of course. So maybe over here you only had a one-year contract. Over here maybe you have a two-year contract, or three-year contract, or five-year contract. Maybe you do what the energy companies are doing and try to give a fixed price for a certain period of time. Whatever. So there are ways now, if you have a two, three, four-year contract, generally, unless somebody is going to pay a fee to get out of the contract, which is could be part of your service, well, if you find a better deal that you like better and we can't fill it and you want to cancel the contract, there's a cancellation clause of some sort. Maybe it costs some money, maybe not a lot, but enough to undo some of the things that need to be undone in the long-term contract. So how does this give you a competitive advantage? Well, this person shouldn't be looking for another partner for quite a while. Well, at least the term of your contract. You might have an automatic renewal, right? If you're happy, this will just roll over. So it not only helps you sell, but it helps you keep customers and ensure that you're not going to lose that business in the short term.
Tune in to Heartland for the best in true country music. Relive vintage specials, one-of-a-kind concerts, and country music's earliest videos. Heartland is the heart of country, the only place where you can find country music, country stars, and country lifestyles 24/7. Heartland, the heart of country.
Science Theater 3000 returns on Retro TV.
Ah, good old-fashioned nightmare fuel.
Is he always 100 years old?
That's my spice rack!
Whoop. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me clear the shot.
What is this, a Bergman film?
I'm not getting smart.
I can't.
It's called Evil, kid.
The bots are back Saturday at 8 on Retro Television.
It stinks!
Welcome to Cozy TV, the newest member of the NBC Universal family, a new network designed by broadcasters for broadcasters.
Aloha! look at me.
Here you are, Charlie.
Already launching in the top markets, including New York, LA, and Chicago. Cozy TV will bring back some of the greatest shows in history and bring home the ratings. Sit back and relax during the week with a $6 million man, Dr. Marcus Welby, Charlie's Angels.
But to work for a man you've never laid eyes on seems so impersonal.
Highway to Heaven, The Bionic Woman, Magnum P.I.
Well, I just want you to know that I'll be thinking what a wonderful guy you are the whole time I'm swimming.
Plus, hit movies.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
And preemptions featuring local windows, specially created for broadcasters to showcase local programming, sports, or news.
So did you hear my cell phone go off earlier, Janet?
Was that your cell phone?
Then on weekends, Cozy TV in its prime is all about living life to the fullest, broadening your viewership with exclusive originals.
So let the fun begin.
There's celebrity butts that have graced the stoop.
This is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
She is dull. Whether you're buying, selling, redesigning, or just streaming, we've got you covered.
Welcome to our home. Let's check it out.
And that's just the beginning.
Now, our bachelors have started cooking for our bachelorette.
What excuse have you made up to get out of a date?
I have to wash my hair.
Oh, my goodness.
The past and present have come together with Cozy TV. It's the easiest decision you'll make all day.
We've put perspective in parentheses in a couple places because we believe this will work not only with current customers, ideal customers you currently have, but with prospective customers. It may help take a little more time to go through the prospective customer discussion because they're not your customers yet and haven't been experiencing what you've been providing them. But nevertheless, same idea, same concept works. I think we've already talked about this idea. If you find yourself in this discussion either with a prospective customer or with a current customer, you can determine what they want to keep, what they want to take out, what you need to modify, and so on. So if it's a term of a contract and they don't like a three-year contract, can you make it a two-year contract? Probably pretty easily. Very little cost to you, I would think. One of our elements that we talk about when we talk about marketing is this trial sale opportunity. So for someone who's a new customer, can you give them a sample? Well, we're giving you a sample. Have we provided a bottom line idea? That's what our part of our mantra is. We try to provide at least one bottom line idea. You may not buy the system, you may not buy the method of thinking, but if you got one good idea, was it worth your time and effort? Well, that's for you to decide. If it was, maybe you should come back. If not, I won't see you again. Other opportunities are the same for other businesses, especially service businesses. You could do an audit. We were talking about freight earlier. There's a supply chain company that examines freight bills for free. They want us a very small sample, 30 to 50 freight bills. They'll do an analysis and they'll either do one of two things. Say, I can't help you, or guarantee you'll make savings. Pretty hard to beat. Every small company ought to be sending them 30 to 50 freight bills to see if they can do the analysis and deliver on their promise. So guarantee, I've heard people talk about buying a more expensive product that has a guarantee, a longer warranty built in. Same idea, part of that process of buying a service as part of the product. The activity we're going through really shouldn't cost you, as a small business owner, any money. It's time and effort that it's going to cost you. So if you value that in terms of dollars, maybe it'll cost you some money. But probably not out of pocket. It'd be internal, sitting around with your key decision makers, your marketing people, your delivery people, your warranty people, whatever, financing people, and talking about this concept and deciding what packages you want to offer And we like three. We think three is good. You could have four, you could have six, you could have two. It's really up to the decision making within a company, but it really is up to the decision makers with no out of, we believe, very little out of pocket expense. Now, a decision you might make might cost you money. You might decide to buy a better quality widget to supply in your product because you know it'll last longer, but you're also charging more for the total package. So as long as you're building your total product service package profitably in the beginning, from the beginning, it shouldn't, that upgrade shouldn't cost you any money other than the initial outlay, which is going to get repaid to you down the road. Just as a contractor got insights about his business that he didn't have before this thinking, he wouldn't have done this modification of his business the way we described it if he hadn't thought about how can we really solve the needs of the and the wants of the customer. And then designing a package for the customers that he went to see. He said, if you can do that, you can know our business. So here's our plug. Obviously, we've already talked about these two things. If you want some further help from us, we'd be glad to help. Just let us know. We have a process that we call integrated marketing, and it's part of service packaging is part of integrated marketing for us. And why is it squared? Well, for many years, we've been in business a long time. We didn't have the advantage of the internet and digital activities. So we call our original system integrated marketing, which was a legacy system that was just looked like this. Now, we've taken the digital tools that we have and we've married the two. So when you asked if the program was going to be available on the internet, the answer is yes. Many years ago, we wouldn't have been able to say that. We wouldn't have had the same capability 20 or 30 years ago to get the digital quality and usability that you have. So instead of seeing a whole 1 hour, half hour program, we're going to have two programs built in, divided into two parts. And then we're going to be able to use some of or all of those elements to do further marketing with and so on. So we're suggesting that if you want to work with YNS, you want to think about this integrated marketing, and that's what the 10 sessions is really about. So we're hoping that by working with us, you'd accelerate your sales. Since we've been through this process, it'll make it quicker, more easy for you to develop it. You may be able to short circuit your sales process by not chasing customers you don't need to chase. We talked with some, Ralph and I talked with a customer some time ago, and the fellow spent a lot of time putting a proposal together, which the management decided wasn't worth doing. Well, he was chasing a lead that wasn't an ideal customer for that business. So he spun his wheels and wasted his time, unfortunately. By involving your customers in this process, you can increase the trust and rapport that might come from working with them to get them exactly what they want and need. So do we follow our own advice? Well, this is an example. We talked about a 10-session program of 10 educational sessions. That's a package. We have radio programs. That's a package. We have what we, this is an executive briefing, so this is a package of executive briefings sample. And our integrated marketing is a system just like a car would be. It has all the bells and whistles that a customer might want to need and the ones we can tailor make. So what's this about? Well, we ask every presenter to give a mini-max principle. It's what's the best value for the least cost that you can get out of the presenter. So if you were going to do business with us, what would that be? Well, we suggest this. You're testing us. You came to a free seminar. Okay. Grow our relationship. How does that happen? Well, maybe we need to have another meeting. Maybe you need to come to another meeting. Whatever it is, it's up to you to start developing a relationship. I know that you're expecting to do some work with Ralph, so that'll be part of the growth process. We have online our own website, Network for Success, and you can become a member without paying any money. It's free. You get extra additional values from doing that. If you become a subscriber, you pay money, and you get even more bells and whistles and features. So we think we're following our own advice, and the way to get started with us is to test this out. Come and invite others. I didn't realize that you were going to invite two additional people. That's great. I'm glad you did. I am not complaining. I think it's wonderful. And so if you had a customer that you thought, oh, maybe he could learn something from that fellow, get one bottom line idea, maybe you should send them to our executive briefings. We'd be happy to have you do that. And the first one's free, always free. And so from there on, if we're developing a relationship, like Steve and I are developing a relationship, we meet regularly, we plan for future events. You heard the fact that he's going to do a how-to video to help his customers get hooked up more effectively. And I'm going to try to help the video process to make that happen. So hopefully, you should have gotten some ideas about this. If you'd like, the people who are watching, if they would like copies of the materials we handed out, just give us a call. Thanks for joining us. Let's have lunch. Mary, we're done, as you might have guessed. Okay, we have a lunch decision to make. Some of you may know this already, but the catering outfit that I normally do business with, I called them this morning to make sure everything was copacetic, and they said, look, we got a power outage, and we don't know if we're going to be able to help you or not. I said, okay, so we'll make other decisions. So I have two options. The last time Steve and I did a briefing, I think he did the briefing, we went to lunch at the place that was going to be our caterer. Well, they're not available. So we have a couple of other restaurants that are close. One is a Johnny's Pizzeria, which is just subs and pizza. And the other one is my preference. I'm suggesting it is Lunetta's. Lunetta's is a more sophisticated, small mom-and-pop restaurant. Great home-cooked food, and you can get a wide variety of things, and they also have specials. I'm buying, so you can order anything off the menu you like. If you want to go there as opposed to Johnny's, that would be great. If you want to just go to Johnny's, we can go there as well. So who, based on my presentation, who wants to go where? All of you are welcome to come.
If you have a successful business and would like to participate in a future program, call 575-RESULT-6 any time of the day or night. Taking Care of Business is sponsored by Consulting Task Force. CTF is a full-service management consulting firm known for providing personalized end-to-end business-building methods, as well as cost-saving tools and techniques focused on improving your business. CTF helps your business grow and prosper. If you missed some or all of our show, you may view it again by logging into our website. This free sign-in provides you with many benefits. Just visit www.networkforsuccess.com for more details. Thank you for joining us.
Retro TV, your home for classic television. The greatest shows in history are here for you to enjoy. Join Cosby and Culp as secret agent men in I Spy. Ride along the Ponderosa with the Cartwrights in Bonanza. Hit the beat with Joe Friday in Dragnet. And that's not all. Retro TV offers endless fun and excitement for the whole family to enjoy. Retro TV, the best in classic television.
Mystery Science Theater 3000 returns on Retro TV.
Ah, good old-fashioned nightmare fuel.
Is he always 100 years old?
That's my spice rack!
Whoops. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me clear the shot.
What is this, a Bergman film?
I'm not getting smart.
I can't.
It's called Evil Kid.
The bots are back. Saturday at 8 on Retro Television.
Tune in to Heartland for the best in true country music. Relive vintage specials, one-of-a-kind concerts, and country music's earliest videos. Heartland is the heart of country, the only place where you can find country music, country stars, and country lifestyles 24/7. Heartland, the heart of country.